When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
If you enjoy this podcast, please consider supporting us on Patreon at patreon.com/station2station. You can also find us on Twitter at S2S Podcast and on Tumblr at s2s-podcast.tumblr.com.
This is Station to Station, Episode 5, Organizational Memory.
I'll be quick, I promise. I don't want to get in trouble for taking samples back to my room again, you know?
I don't know how you keep mistaking dead fish for interior decor, Doc.
Oh, I think you know a lot of things, Santiago.
You again.
Yeah, it's me again. Hey. I think you should take a seat.
If the two of you are gonna do good cop, bad cop right now, one of you needs to offer me a cigarette.
Really? You think you can just laugh this off? We know you're up to something out here. You've been sneaking around this ship since it left port, sneaking and skulking and lurking.
I told you, going for a walk on my break time's not a federal offense.
Yeah, maybe it's not. But what about whatever it is you've done with Riley Arbor?
Where did you hear that name?
Oh, did you send him down below too, like your people did to Costello?
What do you know about Riley Arbor?
He's on the passenger manifest, doing your job. Which is interesting when there's absolutely no mention of you.
You've seen the manifest?
Don't change the subject.
Okay, that makes sense. I'm not supposed to be here. I didn't get hired until right before we left port. Whoever this Arbor guy is, I was at home in Virginia when he decided he wasn't coming along. If you need proof, I've still got plane tickets in my room. I can show you.
Right. Because printing fake airline tickets is definitely too sophisticated for a $1 billion multinational company.
Dr. Chuan, I get that Cochrane spun you some kind of conspiracy theory, but think this through.
Oh, believe me, I've thought this through. I've spent every day since we got here going through Costello's notes. I don't know what you're doing out here, and I don't know everything about how it works yet, but I know enough. How did you do it? Did you just lure them down there and wait until the experiment wiped them out of existence? Is that all it takes?
Doc, listen to me.
Tell me how it works.
You're not making any sense.
I don't want to hear anything except why your company's experiments killed these people.
Dr. Chuan, do you believe you have evidence someone on this boat committed murder?
Let me list something for you, Santiago. Arbor, Costello, Durand, Juan, all on the manifest, all gone. If not that, what's your explanation?
Okay, look, I think there's something you should see. I'm going to reach into my coat.
Yeah, I think not.
Let me finish. There's a little hole in the seam, see? I'm going to reach in there real slow. No sudden movements. No one gets upset. Now I'm pulling my hand out, still slow, still calm.
Careful, Miranda. Watch her.
This might answer some of your questions. Agent Reva Luther, FBI. Level check, testing, check 1-2, check 1-2, testing, testing, 1-2, testing. Recording begins April 8, Port of Seaward, Alaska.
Don't get seasick, do you?
Not in my experience.
Could sneak up on you. What'd the company send you up in? A bush plane?
A 2-seater out of Anchorage.
Charlie fly you in?
I didn't catch a name.
Well, if you made it to one of Charlie's flights all right, you can't have much to worry about. There's the lifeboats. We'll get you in on safety training once we're through with the shallow water tests. Come on, this way. Fine, Howard. The replacement's here.
Hold on a sec.
Where's Howard?
He went to find another torch.
What's that?
He's getting a torch before we accidentally rewire the friggin' radar again. The inside of the instrument panel's dark as... Hi there.
Reva Santiago, hi.
Jeff Vine. So you're the new Riley, huh?
Guess so.
Damn. I knew I shouldn't let Jeff take the night shift.
I lost to you fair and square for that night shift, Vine. No takebacks because the company's better looking than you expected.
Yeah.
Interesting looking flashlight you've got there, Howard.
Hey, I'd have gotten you a coffee too if I knew you were coming back that fast. The way the clouds are looking, I figured you'd be lucky if they didn't delay her into next week. Sorry, Jeff Howard. I'd shake your hand, but hot mugs.
Jeff and Jeff, huh?
Yeah, but I'm the only one who spells it right.
What's the status on the hum?
Well, we're about ready to find out. Santiago, flick the display screen on ya. I want to see if I just wasted an hour of my life.
I can get it. Excuse my reach.
No, it's fine. I've got it. What is that?
It's annoying. All the monitors have been making it since we plugged them in 2 days ago.
Did you check the sonar?
And the antenna.
Twice.
And the cable connections.
That was when we stopped to get the, flashlight.
In that case, Santiago, I think I've found you your first job.
Supplemental recording, April 9. A list of potential subjects of interest follows, to be updated as necessary. Niall Henderson, crew leader and owner of Submersible Technologies Limited, married 21 years to Iris Anderson, not present. No children. Age 54. Primary residence, Tacoma, Washington. Iris filings obtained by our research analysts show the company's been hired for this cruise 3 years running, and they pay well. Biggest payday of the year, in fact. Jeff Fine, that's Jeff with a J, did 3 years as a night shift pilot before earning his promotion to day shift about 48 hours ago. Age 32. Primary residence, Tacoma, Washington. Jeff with a G Howard's been with Submersible Tech 2 years, both of them as a night shift operator. Age 27. Primary residence, Lakewood, Washington. Personal social media accounts are mostly locked down, but apparently he likes to tweet about television shows. We'll see if I can make use of that. Research on the sign side's less helpful. The files prepared for me don't add much I couldn't have gotten reading a corporate press release, just the names of a couple big-time schools and some dumbed-down summaries of research. But it's still better than what I've got on Submersible Tech Pilot Number 4, who no one at headquarters seems to have given me any intel on, so thanks for that. Name Riley something? Whereabouts so far unknown. Recording ends at 23:10.
Did I fix it?
Picture's still fuzzy, sorry.
Oh, you're kidding me. Fine swore tightening those cables worked on day shift. Got any other ideas?
Have you tried turning it off and on again?
Ha.
What about radio interference? There's a lot of fancy tech in the labs, right? Maybe someone brought along a new toy that doesn't play nice with ours.
Shotgun on not telling the scientists they have to stop their research because it makes our video feed sad.
Let's call that day shift's problem.
Shake on it?
You got it. Huh. Never mind.
Yeah, I bet it's aliens. Weird signals, static that comes and goes. Textbook alien behavior.
I think I'm starting to guess who the Doctor Who fan on this crew is.
Oh no, I am not taking the blame for that canine squad thing.
Not your flavor, nerd?
You want to talk Star Trek casts? I'm here for it. Next gen or bust, by the way. But the British stuff was all day shift.
Okay, one, DS9 exists, but we'll come back to that.
Geordi and Data, man. Can't argue it.
So I should blame Fine for the fact we're stuck talking about the sub like it's a sad 1970s robot dog?
Yeah, not likely. I like the guy, but he thinks reading UFC stats is a good time. It was old day shift. Niall and the other guy.
This other guy, Riley, right? What was his deal?
What's that mean?
All they said when I got hired was there was some kind of last-minute job opening. Did he no-show?
No, that's not... That doesn't sound right.
Why not?
Well, we all fly up together from SeaTac a day early so we can get the sub loaded onto the ship on time. If he wasn't there for that, we could have called in another one of our guys.
So he flew all the way up here to quit?
Maybe. I don't know. We got the unit set up okay and went out for a couple of drinks afterward, like always. And the next morning at breakfast, Niall's freaking out because we're down a person. I figured he took his stuff and left overnight.
Whew, that's a hell of a paycheck to walk away from. Did he seem like the type of guy to storm off?
I don't know.
You don't know what kind of guy he was?
Look, he left and you got a job out of it. Does it matter how?
No, I guess it doesn't.
If that screen's working, we got a dive to run. I'm gonna get the research team in here. Get us set up.
Recording continues at 0700 hours, April 17.
I'm definitely not getting paid enough to deal with this. Niall, either I need a raise or you need to have some words with her.
What's Fine complaining about now?
She's on the roster this morning.
Simmons again? Already?
See, she gets it. Niall, man, even Santiago gets it.
Thanks.
I just mean, you know, new person and all.
Keep digging, man.
Tell you what, Jeffrey. No raise, but I can get you new bacon. Is there any left, Santiago?
They put out a fresh pan when I was getting coffee. Does this place always try to make everyone eat three times their body weight? Because I didn't see my dead grandmother running the kitchen.
Now you've heard the forecast for the rest of the week. Can't hurt to put on some extra insulation. Speaking of which, are those fresh waffles?
I don't want to trade shifts.
Nope.
No way. I bet Simmons is into you.
I doubt it.
Hey!
Howard, how many times did we kick her out of the control room on Monday?
Are we counting the times she went to the bathroom and one of the microbiologists stuck a chair into the door handle?
And she still managed to sneak back in to watch a sample collection.
Yeah, well, the last time she was in with us, she spilled an entire herbal tea on Niall and sat there while we ran around trying to clean it up, after nearly frying half the instrument panel.
I was wondering what that smell was.
She steals my pencils. Every single time. I've never caught her, but, you know, I know she's the one doing it.
I guess I should be at least grateful that she's not following me everywhere. Right, Santiago?
Do I have the time wrong, or is the cafeteria putting out fresh eggs 5 minutes before the meal ends?
Oh yeah, that lab tech. She asked about you again this morning. Do you think maybe she's, you know, into you?
Whatever helps you sleep at night, Howard. Supplemental recording 15, April 17. The weather out here turned nasty fast. We were supposed to dive tonight, but it looks like everything's on hold until we ride out these swells. The researchers are up in arms, but I had a clear evening to figure out the cafeteria staff's marching orders. It only took 2 nip bottles of whiskey, 3 cups of coffee, and 50 minutes of cursing ex-husbands. Chalk that up as a win. Looks like I was right. The cafeteria is putting out food for a lot more people than we've got aboard. Not the cheap stuff either. Follow-up to recording 10, I think we can upgrade lab tech Janelle Cochran from potential issue to full-blown problem. I've asked the rest of the crew to stop apprising her of my movements, but we'll see how well that goes. If she is a Malik's embed, I guess we deal with that when we come to it. Recording ends at 0300 hours.
One more thing. I've always... You're like family to me, Miranda. Sorry about all of this. I'm sorry for the mess I made and the weird crap I'm about to get you involved with. I don't even completely understand it myself, but I figured maybe you would. I think I'm okay with not coming out of this in one piece. Because then I won't have to look you in the eye. Goodbye, Miranda. I love you. And trust.
So, that's what we've got. What did you think?
And you say you can't remember this guy at all?
I just... not exactly. No.
You worked together, let's say conservatively, for a couple of years. All that research time, all those long hours in the labs, and you've got nothing?
I know it sounds strange, and... it is strange, and really, really hard to explain, but if I concentrate, I know something's missing. I can feel these places where something else should be in my mind that isn't there anymore.
You know, when you lose your keys, right after you set them down, and you're going through everything you just did, like turning on the lights, putting away your coat and shoes, just... waiting to get to the memory of where you put them.
Right, exactly. Only it's not there. You know you should remember, but you can't. And what's that look for?
Don't get me wrong. We both agree there's something questionable going on out here.
I hear a but coming.
But I want you to look at this from another angle. Got a ship overstocked on food and supplies, empty cabins and absent scientists, every one of which is supposed to be getting a fat research grant, not to mention equipment funding, travel stipends, room and board. Could be you're seeing a group of people trying very hard to pretend they've spent millions of dollars on legitimate business.
That's your answer for all of this? White collar crime?
You have to admit there's evidence to support.
Oh my God.
You can't believe that after what we've told you. You heard Costello's tapes. You can't think this is just numbers on a spreadsheet. Costello was my friend, and he was here. He's not some shell game for dodgy accountants. There is something wrong on this ship. He knew it, and he was trying to stop it, and he paid for it. If you've been investigating for 2 weeks, haven't you seen anything that makes you feel strange? Or, I don't know, not right?
I've got a team in Virginia that's been working this angle for 6 months.
No, hold on. That wasn't a no. What have you seen?
Nothing. There are plenty of other explanations for anything I may or may not have seen out here that don't rely on having a bad feeling.
Then let me explain it better. I have notes, and I can play you more of the tapes if we go through it.
I can't do this right now. My shift started 10 minutes ago. I've got to get moving.
You're leaving?
I need to maintain my cover. I'm not saying no. If you can get me a copy of the manifest and anything else you think I should look at, I promise you I'll read it over.
Yeah, sure. And then you'll tell us it's just all about tax evasion, right?
Think what you want, Cochran. I'm in room 205, you can slip it under the door. And I don't think I have to tell either of you that this conversation never happened. Log continues at 3:30, April 19. What do you think? Do I tell the bridge to take us 20 or 30 feet if we're aiming for that colony of... God, I really can't make myself say it.
Sea squirts?
Who names these things?
I don't know. It seems kind of fitting under the circumstances, though, right?
Please don't make the joke I think you're going to.
I'm just saying. It was a big storm, a lot of people.
No.
It looked like a war zone in the men's room.
Why did I tell McKinley we could hold down the fort while he went for a smoke?
You could have gone with him. What do you say you wanted here? Samples or pictures?
Both, I think. And why would I have gone with him?
Because you couldn't stop making googly eyes at his Benson and Hedges.
It's been a long day. You know what these squirt things look like? Livers. A whole bunch of disembodied livers on the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, isn't it? You gonna get the ship to move for us, or do you want me to give you and that pen you're chewing on some privacy?
Bridge nav, could I have a ship move? 2 meters bearing...
Try 0.2.
Bearing 0.2 at 2 knots. Copy, bridge. Thanks.
When'd you quit smoking?
This time?
Oof.
1 long year.
And you're still...
Could be worse. A year ago, I might have punched McKinley out and taken the whole pack.
I guess that's progress.
You never smoked?
Nah, but there was this one guy on day shift last year who used to go through a pack a day. It reeked in here 24/7. Don't miss that.
I didn't know Arbor smoked.
Huh?
Guy from last year? On day shift? That's Arbor, right?
Who?
The operator I replaced. Riley Arbor?
Sorry. Doesn't ring a bell. Oh, what's wrong?
Cover for me.
Luther? Was there a fire?
Santiago, remember? I need Chuan's room number.
What time is it?
4 in the morning. Do you know where Chuan's cabin is?
Come in. Someone might see you out there. How do you know my room, but not hers?
She never yelled at me for walking past her door.
Right. Miranda's one deck up, cabin number... What? Why do you need to see her right now?
I want to hear that Costello tape again.
At 4 in the morning.
More like 4:30. The extra numbers seem like they'd be too much for you.
Something's happened, hasn't it?
It might be nothing. I'll tell you once I listen to that tape.
Sure you will.
Got me sized up already, huh, Cochran?
Anytime you want to start proving me wrong, Santiago? She's in room 116.
Thanks. Go back to sleep.
You know, if you're gonna come round this early next time, you should at least bring a girl a coffee.
I'll keep that in mind.
4 sugars, no milk.
Jesus, how do you still have teeth in your head?
Right, because you don't have a sweet tooth.
What?
The chocolate bars in my lab storage? That was a pretty bold move for someone trying to run an undercover op, by the way.
What chocolate bars?
You took some when you went through my notes. I do keep track.
I haven't gone through your notes.
Yeah, sure. I mean, you messed them up, too. It took me 20 minutes to... Oh. You really didn't, did you?
No, I didn't. When did you notice the theft?
A while ago. I don't suppose there's a second secret FBI agent on this boat?
No such luck.
Right. I'm coming with you to Miranda's.
I think it's time we started talking suspects.
Station to Station is a production of Procyon Podcast Network. This episode was written by Andrea Clausen and directed by Alex Yoon and Andrea Clausen. Music composed by Dominic Wright. Sound engineering by Aaron S. and Alex Yoon, featuring the voice of Laura Guzman as Riva Santiago, Brian Kelly as Jeff Fine, Gary Cook as Jeff Howard, Alex Raff as Neil Henderson, Emily Wong as Miranda Chen, Nadine El Amami as Janelle Cochrane, Hunter Grin as Jonathan Costello.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.